Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Busy day. Just making it. Just got in about 10 minutes ago, honestly.
I literally walked in the door every bit of 1 minute before showtime.
But we are here and we're ready to deliver as usual. Busy day for you, Hakim, I suppose.
Yes, today was a very, very busy day. Whew, too busy. One more day of stress, and then I'm going to spend the weekend focusing and trying to get some business stuff caught up, and then I'll enjoy the time with my kids. So, what's up for the next couple of days?
Mainly business. Work tomorrow. Kids get out at 1 because that's the beginning. They went to vacation. So, you know, they're out until I think the second or third. But I'm going to be not only working on some of my business stuff, but I will be working on some of their business stuff.
Okay.
They're ready. I'm ready. I'm trying to hit into 2020, just running. Full speed, you know, that's for me, but we're going to have our fun time, and we're going to have some business, at their request anyway, but I told them they have their vacation. I don't have a day off till Christmas, and then I don't have a day off till New Year's Day, and then after that, forget about it.
Mhm. Yeah, kids don't understand that there's no days off.
Yeah. I'm telling them. We're going to be working from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 4:30. On top of the radio show, the paparazzi, the peer romance, the YouTube. So it's about to get real. I'm ready.
Oh yeah.
I signed up for it. So it is what it is. That's my motto. That's just how I feel. You sign up for something, make it happen.
I definitely understand how that go.
So I hope you guys are ready for today's show. You know, we're doing a relationship show. First of all, it's Therapy Thursday. We're talking about breakups, second chances, what will cause a breakup, what kind of, I guess we will call a mistake, what situation you could be in that you know, you can give a second chance to, versus some things that's just flat out off limits and they're not getting a second chance. we're going to talk about, you know, rekindling things, you know, people from your past that you might have broke up with, and what terms will cause you to, you know, be back or rekindle it. So, you know, I feel like sometimes relationship ends because people grew apart or other factors. That's not necessarily, you know, any type of infidelity or, you know, you guys are not loving each other or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. You know. I definitely can understand that. It's, jeez, man. There's so many things that could cause a breakup. Where do we begin? I mean, you got those simple misunderstandings and those temporary breakups, which of course you come to an understanding and you both calm down and say, well, look, let's just stop and get back together. You know, so those things are more common than not, you know. But it's those heavy, heavy ones, man, where sheesh, somebody done did some things.
Yeah. Some things that can't be forgiven. But some of y'all be forgiving some things that y'all don't got no business forgiving. Now. Especially if it's repeat behavior. If it's something that person clearly know that you've been through before, or you're not having it, you know, this goes into that conversation that we always have, well, supposed to have when you're getting to know somebody. But my questions for people is always, what's your must-haves in a relationship? What's your likes and dislikes? You know, what's some of those things that kind of go in the middle where, you know, to a certain extent you could deal with, and then it's some things that you just not dealing with at all. You know, you got some yes, no's, and maybe you don't want to go too much and talk too much about your past, you know, relationship. Nobody wants to hear somebody talk over and over and over again about their ex. But at the same time, I want to know why I ended. And I don't mind disclosing why my relationship ended, but it's all in how you do it. And it's not to kind of dwell on it. It's to kind of let that person know, like, okay, this what happened. This is why it's over. So they can have fair warning. This is what you do. This is what's going to end it. Not saying you gotta go into full details or be talking about from the minute they start messing up to your breaking point, but let it be known. Because a lot of times someone would know that your ex did this to you and then turn around and do it and act like it's supposed to be a different result. You know? So if you know a relationship ended because they were cheated on, don't think you can cheat. And you just oh so great, you're going to get away with it. And they'd be so surprised, hurt. Oh, you can't believe he or she left you because you cheated. But then they tell you that's what happened with the last one. Now, some of y'all give too many chances. And then wonder why they still keep doing it. You're crying and whining and complaining and stressing yourself out because that person keep doing something to you. A person only can do what you allow them to do. So, of course, if they cheated, you forgave them. They did it again. You forgave them. Both of you guys have repeat behavior. That person's going to keep cheating because they know you're going to keep forgiving. People don't learn from their mistakes until it's some type of punishment or consequence. And I'm not saying you know, the cry, boo-hoo, whoop his ass, and take him back, and then go to motions again, because he's going to be like, okay, I could deal with a couple of punches, you know, if I can get away with it.
Yeah.
You know,
should never come to that, though.
Exactly. But it's, people fail to realize it's a cycle, and sometimes repeat behavior on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
When you enable somebody to do certain things, they're going to keep doing it.
So. Yeah. You know, as the old saying goes, a person is only going to do what you allow them to do. You know? We have to get back into the business of open and honest relationships and being respectful, you know, and you know how it goes. Once a person got you, they think they got you. You know, they think you're just going to be, you're stationary. You're like part of the furniture. You ain't going nowhere, you know. So the chase is over. The hunt's been caught. Now, you know, it's like they'll grind to catch you, but won't grind as hard to keep you. Then the eyes wander, and the next thing you know, they up in somebody else's bed. And I'm saying they because that's a man and a woman thing, you know. It's become a bisexual thing or a unisex thing, shall we say. What's happening to us is we are becoming so okay with the idea of risk it all. We're willing to risk it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about the long-term damage that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You know, because...
So, you know, you got that friend, Hakim, that call in every show for the Q&A, well, right in, talking about why do it feel so good and it's so fun with the side chick. And he never misses a show. But that's the instant gratification. Is that side chick worth losing your main, your girlfriend, the person that you're supposed to be committed to? So.
Yeah, that's a sad thing, you know, that we are so self-absorbed. And I mean, that's a fact in it. You know, it does feel good. It does feel a little bit better because it's taboo. It's supposed to be forbidden fruit that you're pulling from, you know?
Well, yeah.
Things always...
You have no...
Yeah. The food you love the most is probably something you ain't got no business eating nowhere. It's probably the most unhealthy shit for you, but you gonna eat that shit anyway. So it's ingrained into us to be greedy. And when you're greedy... When it comes to a relationship and when it comes to being faithful, you're looking at a breakup. You're almost asking to get caught. You're asking to be put in a situation to where somebody's heart is going to get broke.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, I'm just going to say, you know, we just have to work a little harder at not putting ourselves in those situations. Because I look at it like this. I'm going to break my back to try to holler. Well, I got a girl. I get you, and I'm juggling, and the pressure's on, and I'm stressing. Just for me to get caught, cut you off, because I really didn't want you. I wanted my girl. I just wanted to smash. Then you got to turn around and beg your girl for forgiveness. So, nah, it ain't worth it.
And of course you forget it.
It ain't worth it. you know, and it's not worth it. And she has the right to not give you that second or third or fourth chance to some of you brothers. some of you brothers do it when you're like 18th chance.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, from the queen's perspective, what is some, what is some no-goes? Like, what is the limit when it comes to a forgivable deed for you?
Oh, so what's just flat out, I'm not dealing with.
I'm not dealing with.
See, my things, it may seem simple to other people, but it's a big deal for me, okay?
You said thing.
you know what? Okay, so I'm not tolerating disrespect. I'm not doing it. Because I'm supposed to teach you how to communicate with me and how to love me, correct? So if I'm teaching you and you're in special ed when it comes to it, I can't do it because I'm not getting my fulfillment out of it. You know, communication, if you can't communicate, that's a no-go for me. And I say that because I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to keep repeating myself. You know, I'm not dealing with no cheating because I could be shared, but I can't share. I can't at all.
What? Let's back that up. So, am I repeating that?
You guys.
Breaking news.
I said I could be shared, but I can't share. And when I say that I can be shared, if that is a mutual agreement, I'm not saying, oh, I can cheat and you can't. That's not what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we decide mutually that, you know, some extracurricular activities may be able to come on aboard, me being the dominant female that I am, I pick them and I set the rules. But I'm nobody's side chick. You know, you can't use me to cheat on your girl or whatever, your dude. I'm not doing that. So that's what I mean when I say I could be shared, but I'm not sharing anybody. Because I'm the common person. I'm the mutual person, the alpha, you know, the law. All that other stuff.
So,
go ahead.
I think this is for another show. It's okay. Go on. Continue. We'll come back to that.
What else?
I just went way left with it.
Yeah. I'm not doing the physical. Nobody is using me as a punching bag. And, you know, we talked about the mental health on the show. If a person have a certain type of issues and they're not trying to address them and they're okay with having a destructive lifestyle and they may have acknowledged it but don't want to do anything, because there's a difference when you don't know you have a problem and when you know you have it and you're not trying to do anything about it. Because, you know, we say you have to deal with people with certain issues in a different way. And I don't mind dealing with them in a different way, but I need to know, just like I want to do my part, you're going to do your part. You know? But that's the main things. And they got to want to elevate. If I feel like I grow people, I get tired of people and I get bored fast. So if I feel like they are just, like, there, because they're content with their life, don't make me feel like I have to be content. I've had that happen in a previous relationship. Once somebody tell me, oh, you do too much, you know, when it comes to education-wise and finance-wise, like business, job, and stuff like that, when you tell me, especially when that's what I'm doing to take care of my responsibilities and to elevate into who I want to be, then, and you telling me I'm doing too much, I'm gone. That's a red flag for me because you're okay. That's fine. If you want to be a worker bee, you could be a worker bee, but I am the beekeeper. So when you punch out, you're finished. You don't have to deal with anything until you punch back in. There is no punch in and punch out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
those are some things. So now I'm going to flip this question back on to you. Because what are the deal breakers and the no-goes for you?
I'm simple. Just don't cross me. Don't betray me. Any acts of creeping and all the typical nonsense, you're going. I'm not going to want any parts of you. As I feel as though in this day and age, we don't have to do all that. You know, if you're not happy, talk to me, you know. But my main deal breaker is, you know, loyalty and respect and cheating. You know, there ain't no coming back for that shit. You know, I can't just, I don't know, maybe I'm just wired that way, but nope. Can't do it. You know. Yeah, I mean, I can pretty much endure a lot of things, but there's certain things that I just can't. You know, my limits go only so far with certain scenarios and certain obstacles that are created when people aren't keeping it 100.
Yeah. So you know, situations aren't difficult. People make things, you know, difficult and complicated.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this is how I feel about everything. Well, people in general, my kids not stressing me out. I'm not going to allow nobody else to stress me out. No, I'm not. If somebody I can remove from my life to make my life easier, stress-free, then I'm going to do it. And so pay attention to them red flags, but have them conversation. You need, like, and I tell somebody quick to water the last relationship and to, oh, so you a cheater. I would tell somebody quick. Oh, you a cheater. Or another thing is, even if you would say you were the person that was cheated on, then that's a different set of questions. You know? Or when two people break up, it don't necessarily have to be, it could be clearly because of miscommunication. That's why I say that's a big thing for me, communication. Because, okay, y'all drifted apart. Y'all fell out of love or whatever reason. But did y'all have that conversation about it? Is it something that y'all tried to communicate with and it wasn't effective in the communication, or did that person express themselves and you just brush it off? Because after the conversation, there has to be some type of action behind it. A plan has to be put in place. Something has to be done. Things have to change. You can't get the different results with the same play-by-play. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is so true. So true.
So I like the little questions. And my thing is, somebody you don't want to answer those questions, that's a problem for me. Because I'm trying to get to know you, how you think, how you move, how you feel, your wants, your needs. Because some people wants and needs is, well, first of all, some people don't know it's a difference between wants and needs. You know, I remember I was trying a little dating thing, and somebody gonna say, "Oh, You too busy. I'm going to see you 4 or 5 times a week. I said, oh, that's a problem, because you're not going to see me 4 or 5 times a week. Probably don't even talk to me
4 or 5 times
a week. Not alone.
Like,
see me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a job?
Yeah. Right? You ain't my children?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't do, oh, that's another thing I don't do. I should have said that. I don't do clingy and insecure. I don't want somebody on my heels. Because that's a whole different issue when somebody is insecure or clingy, because it could be a deeper issue. They could have some type of abandonment issues. That can turn into a whole, if I can't have you, nobody can have you thing. If they fall deep enough.
Yeah. It's always that potential for craziness.
Yeah, so when I see that, I said, dang, I mean, you can't have two crazy people in a relationship. Mine's a different type of crazy. Mine's is a, you disrespect me, this head gonna turn all the way around. But I don't do the, I mean, might even tase you, but I don't do the destruction of property. I'm not about to be in the street arguing with nobody. And some people think that's cute nowadays. I don't understand it. You know, some people, oh, he look at him. Look how he talked to me because he mad. He jealous. That ain't cute. He talks to you like that because he don't respect you. You know, he could feel some type of way about you being, you know, around certain people. But that doesn't give him a pass to talk to you any kind of way.
Right.
He should be able to express himself. And if it's reasonable, ladies, because sometimes guys peep things that females might not peep and vice versa. Just like me. If I tell you, oh, she likes you, she wants you, believe me, I know. And if he say, you know, don't be around old boy, and he give you a legit reason, respect it. Not just because it's the opposite sex. Because come on now. Some of y'all go overboard.
Very true.
Because you're going to have to interact with the opposite sex. Whether you're walking down the street, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're at your kid's school, work, it don't matter. You're going to have to interact. And if you have somebody acting like your parole officer, where you got to check in, check out, you know, and they want to know your every move, they don't trust you. And if you don't trust somebody that much, it's time for you to go. Leave now. I'd rather lose anybody than my sanity.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Because shouldn't there be, at what point do we, shouldn't there be a point that where we are able to see the bullshit coming? Like, hey, let me move on. This is unhealthy.
And sometimes where, it's not the case that they don't see it. They don't want.
Yeah, because you clearly see that this is going to end in a bad breakup. And it's like you're prolonging the inevitable.
And the longer you hold on to it, the more issues going to come, because now you got the feelings is getting deeper the time. Because, you know, somebody be like, oh, I was around for 5 years. I ain't. So now you think how long you've been with somebody is supposed to outweigh the good times and the happiness. Because somebody could be like, oh, I've been. Somebody told me the other day, oh, I've been with him for 13 years. Okay, but out of them 13 years, how many years was y'all faithful and happy?
Very true.
I've been in a relationship for eight and a half years. Majority of it was happy, but once it started going downhill and I wasn't happy, exit stage left. You know, it was fun while I lasted. I wish you the best. But yeah, you're not making me happy. You turning, I'm feeling depressed. I'm I'm not feeling myself. And I'm not trying to lose myself because I don't know how long it's going to take for me to find myself. So to avoid all that, you have a good life.
Yeah, because that's the mature way to handle it. You know, but we know some folks out here who just going to rock. What did they say, ride till the wheels fall off? Yeah, well,
yeah, but I'm not saying he dealt with it in the most mature, sane way. But I was
exactly.
Cool to the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, you know, so it's important to, if you're trying to maintain a healthy relationship and you really love the person, that communication is something. I mean, it gotta be on a beam. You gotta be on a hunt at all times, because it's so easy now than it was ever before to get caught up in some dumb shit. You know, and we gotta be aware. We gotta be alert, and you gotta be able to juggle. You know, you gotta be agile. You know what I mean? Like you gotta be able to have a bad day at work, come home, deal with your significant other, they piss you off, and you have the wherewithal to say, hey, chill, stop. We about to have a serious fight, and it's going to lead to a breakup, or we about to have a serious fight over nothing. So let's not do that. Let's actually communicate and build. You know? So it's so important to catch yourself slipping. You know, everybody who listened, think of a time that an argument broke out and you knew you had the power to stop it before it did, before it took off, right? And you just got caught up in the moment. And that argument led to harsh words, maybe a fist fight, maybe somebody got hit with hot grits like Al Green. I don't know. But it any damn thing could have happened. You know, but just think back to, damn, if I would have just handled it differently, I would have got a different outcome. You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, you got to be mindful. If the goal is to stay away from a breakup, shit, you got to do, everybody should be all hands on deck. There's certain problems that are, so you just can't do anything about, and then there's problems you can do something about. Which ones do you think you should fix first? Right? So
exactly.
I don't know. So when it comes to second chances, where are you with that? What is your overall? We'll get a little more details in the next, you know. But overall, would you say that you are advocate for second chances?
I'm not completely against second chances. It's all in the means on why. Now, if it was just at that point in time, you know, both people just had their own little things to work on so they could come back together and be, you know, better as individuals and as a couple, that's different. But sometimes I think you got to step back, you know, and do what you have to do to fix whatever issue's going on, you know. But it has to be deserving. To me, love is not a reason to stay with anybody. If everything else around you guys are falling apart, and you guys can't function, you know, together and be productive and grow, then it's dead. But I'm not completely against second chances. Whew, have I given a second chance before? Have I given a second chance? Like, as far as broke up and got back together, it's probably maybe like somebody on the talking stage, and then it was like some type of distance, because, you know, I'll be all over the place and then pop back up, and then we can start back over. But as far as a relationship, no. I've never, I mean, because me, I'm one of those people that when I'm done, I'm done. When I'm done, it's because I've tried everything I can try. I've exhausted everything. So I'm already gone emotionally and mentally before I am physically. So, no. But if I was to ever get to a point where I feel like, I care about this person. And I don't fall for people that easy. Like, I don't fall in love and all of that stuff that easy. But if I ever get to a point where I love someone and I didn't feel like I've tried everything that I could have, I think I owe it to that person to try, given the circumstances in which the breakup was. But in my 37 years, I have not. And especially, and not, like, my ex recently tried to get back with me. But my thing is, if I have a conversation with you and your mind frame is the same as it was, and you think and feel the same way you did, that turned me off, I wouldn't set myself up for that. So why put more time into something that you know is not going to happen, it's not going to work? You know, so that's why I really haven't given second chances, because I feel like, well, I set myself up for failure. If I know down the line that person's face is going to make me angry, then why do it again? Then I'm going to pissed off at myself.
That person's face is going to make me angry.
You ain't never been so tired of somebody with they presence. Just knocks your mood off. They face make you angry. They just existent. It's like, now, I had a situation where I used to, like, every time, when he used to, my relationship I had for 8.5 years, when he used to walk in the house, I used to be like, man, can you find nowhere to spend a night at? Can you find nobody to cheat with? Like, God. Like, his face is just, so I was like, oh, I got to go. Face makes me angry. your presence, your soul irks me. So you got to go, because you kill my mood and drain my energy, like, when you come around. And you know I'm about energy and vibes. So once I got to that point where just his pure existence was draining to me, I got to go.
Yeah, that's definitely a time to roll out. When you can't,
he was walking out and like,
yeah. When you can't tolerate a person's presence,
exactly.
That's something serious.
And for me to get to that level with somebody, it has to be a build up. It's just not like they do just one little thing, and you'd be like, because at that point in time, remember, it's together for 8.5 years. We have 2 children together, raised 4, because he did, I don't take away anything from what he did right. And that's what people don't need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you become upset with somebody, or you don't like them, or y'all break up. Do not take away the good that they did just because they did bad. So he's still always going to get credit for the good things he did, but I'm not going to ignore the bad either. But it was like a little torn, like, okay, I might not love this person, but, you know, my kids do, or, you know, even though those are not all the right reasons, that's why I said don't stay with people for the wrong reasons. But I kept saying, I gotta keep my family together, you know, my kids love him, he helped raise the 2 oldest ones, now we have 2 together, and I was just like kind of torn. But then I had to sit down and say, I know these kids see. Because you know me, whatever I feel is on my face, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had to sit and be like, okay. Because sometimes we live for other people. Like, I lived my, you are supposed to make decisions based on your kids, but not when it comes to things like that. So I was like, oh, I got to go because now my kids are going to think you have to be unhappy and tolerate someone because that will make a kid feel a completely different way. When they get old and be like, okay, you wasn't happy, so why you stay with me? Oh, for you guys. And now that's a whole different thing. So now your kid's feeling like, oh, you know, my mom was unhappy and dealt with being unhappy because of me. So I'm the reason, you know? So don't do that, people. But yes, when I say his, oh, he's a co-narcissist. Oh, God.
So, you know what, you just made me realize some things, you know, because there's a lot of people who, it's a lot of people who give second chances just on the strength of the kids.
Yeah, you know, but you're doing more damage.
Yeah, because you're thinking of the family household, you know, altogether, you know, and you're thinking of the connection to the children and let's be honest, sometimes we need, you know, we need that extra help. We need to be, you know, it's harder to do it alone than it is to get, you know. So it makes sense. At least it's on paper until you actually try it and see that this is a goddamn mistake. You know, I'm okay with second chances. It depends on the original sin, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely does.
Yeah, you know, some things, no, nah, there's no second chances. There's just, you know, you know, fuck you. And then you take a walk off of, you know, long walk off a short pier. So, especially when it comes to cheating and stuff like that, I tend to be an absolute nut job when I get put in that situation. So, nah, there's no second chances. Let's pray that we can become friends someday, you know, that I can stop hating you. I don't do that with that. But if we're talking about stupid arguments and a misunderstanding, somebody got caught up in their feelings because they had a bad day, just the little small stuff that we do that's annoying to each other as couples, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're right. Yeah. I've had someone tell me I hate your face. You know what I mean? So get the hell away from me. You know, so I've been there. And depending on how you treated that person, depending on the overview of the relationship, because you know we tend to look at things in small pieces and treat them like it's the whole puzzle. But when you, when you're able to step back and go through that separation, excuse me, and you're home listening to them damn songs, he home, you know, looking through his phone, pictures, and all, he see your ass coming through the timeline or something like that. And you both start thinking, you know what? We argued about a lot of dumb shit, but overall, we really did love each other. We just got tired of arguing. Somebody at some point may make that phone call, be like, yo, what are we doing? You know what I mean? So it happens. We just got to, again, it goes back to don't let it get that far. If you did something to cause someone pain, they deserve to break up with you. You know, people have a right. People have a right to leave. You can beg them to stay, but they have a right to leave. You cannot want them to go, but they have a right to leave, especially when you are in the wrong. You know, nobody wants to lose the person that they went, you know.
And what I always tell people is, because this is one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to this, no one can tell me how to feel about something. So I don't believe that anybody should be able to tell somebody that they shouldn't or should feel a way about something. It's different reasons why people feel the way they feel, act the way they act, react, or whatever. So no one is able to tell somebody not to be upset when something happens, or get upset when somebody does feel a way about something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how they deal with it. Now,
yeah,
you may not understand why they feel a way. You might understand it and just think because it's not done to you. Because some people don't understand things until it's done to them. But I'm not saying by any means necessary do the tit for tat thing. But if someone is expressing how they feel about something that you've done or said, then you may not understand it if you can't tell them not to feel that way. But then it's your job to ask questions so you can understand it. And then correct it. Because if somebody's going to mm-hmm. forgive you about something, that doesn't mean that you just say, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize, and that's it. Now you got to do the making up thing. Then you got to do the making sure it never happens again. Because nobody wants to forgive mm-hmm. somebody for something, and then they turn around and do it again. And that's a slap in the face. You know? And then understand that that person may forgive you, but they're not going to forget. Or they might decide they still can't be with you. And if it's something you did, you have to respect that. Now, there may be a chance, depending on that person and the circumstances, that they may give you another chance. But if they don't, you can't be mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at it like that. And then if you're going to forgive somebody, you have to forgive them. That doesn't mean keep throwing it in their face every time you get in an argument or every time you don't get your way or every time you didn't get feelings about something. That doesn't mean you're supposed to constantly throw it in their face. So
yeah.
That's another part of forgiving someone. You forgive them or you don't. Because I tell somebody quick, fast, and horrible. I don't forgive you. Just because some time went by, I have not forgiven you yet. So don't just say you forgive somebody because it sounds good and you want to move on. If you have not forgiven them, tell them. Even if you're still with them, you could still be with somebody and you have not forgiven them. But you have to be honest with yourself and honest with that person. Listen, I mean, things is rocky right now. I have not fully forgiven you. And if you want to be forgiven, this is what I need you to do. And then as the person that wants to be forgiven, you need to be real and honest with yourself. The things that that person is asking of you, are you able to do those things? Because you never know what they're going to be. You can't say, I want you to forgive me. I want to be with you. And then this person is saying, this is what I need you to do. And you like, oh, you want too much. Well, this is what they want. Either you can give it or you can't. If you can give it, go ahead and give it. If you don't, tell them, okay? I mean, I can't do those
mm-hmm.
things. So that way that person will know what they're going to do. Don't agree to a whole laundry list of things knowing you're not going to do anything on that list.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have anything on that list, and then that person decides they want to add more to the list, then it's time for you to remove yourself, because even though you want to be forgiven, it's impossible. Because if they gave you five things and you've done those five things, you've been constantly doing those five things, and then every time you turn around, it's something else. That's an issue.
Hmm.
So like
that's
I said, when it comes to, yes, when it comes to these things, it works both ways.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense to ask for a second chance, ask for forgiveness, and you are still, you know, stuck in them old ways that got you in trouble in the first place. So you gotta, if you're fortunate enough to get a second chance, you gotta, hey man, you know, you gotta at least make the attempts. We all fall short. We all mess up. You know, we're human. You know, we're flawed creatures, but we got to work harder. I have a philosophy. There is nothing we can't talk through except dishonesty. once you're dishonest, you are no longer qualified to play on this board anymore.
Because people need to realize this. If you're lying and that person catch you on a lie, you can't expect for that person to just continuously trust you because you said you're telling the truth. Because I'm pretty sure before you said you were telling the truth. And you know, some mm-hmm. people, they swear on to anybody just so somebody could believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which that means nothing. I let people know now that means nothing to me. You could swear on your first unborn child. That ain't going to mean nothing to me because people just say what they think you want to hear. But,
yeah,
you know, I need action behind it. Like me, I'm the type of person, it sounds good to hear, but I'm a show me type of girl. Without actions, it's mm-hmm. just words. It's promises, and I can't do nothing with those.
You know, it's like this. When you catch a person in a lie, what's your first thought? As they're talking, what else have you lied to me about? And so you have to automatically assume, I have yet to meet a once-in-a-lifetime liar. If y'all know one, please let me know. I've never seen somebody tell one little lie one time and they ain't never told another lie ever again. Motherfucker tell a lie just to tell a lie to cover up some BS and then got a lie on top of the lie to keep the BS buried. And then at that point, it stops being about the crime and starts being about the cover-up.
Yeah.
So it's just about being honest and, you know, keeping it 100. And but I have a question that just came in.
Okay.
From my cousin Chris. What's up, Chris? He is asking... How do we get over breakups?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to understand why the breakup happened. To avoid it happening again in the future, if it's certain things that's within your control, you know, because like Hakim said, you have to focus on what you can control. So. First, you have to understand what the situation is and your part in it, responsibility. So you can work on those things, but you also have to be able to give yourself time. People don't give themselves time. They go from one thing to the next. They don't take that time and be single. They don't take their time to be able to be single because some people don't know how to be single. Especially when they've been in a relationship for so long. But they got to take that time to understand, to heal, and also do some things you like to do. You know, where you can enjoy yourself in your own company. Friends is going to help you. Believe me, if you have friends, they're going to help you get over something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to take time, and it's going to take a little work because, like I said, if you don't understand, if you don't understand why the breakup happened, take accountability for your part, take responsibility for your part in it to fix it so when you get into the next relationship, it won't be a repeat thing, a cycle, then it's going to happen again. If two people chooses to remain friends, y'all have to understand that certain things, if it's going to make it harder to get over that person, certain things you can't do. Don't still be hanging together like and having sex and doing things like it, when you was in a couple, like when you was in a relationship, when you guys was a couple, because that's not going to help at all. Might have to take a little space and fall back a little bit. Because then it's that weird space, that blurred line. Neither one of you guys are going to be able to get over or kind of be able to make a clean break if you're still doing certain things. That's what a lot of people mess up at too. Yeah, I don't have that title, because then the second somebody starts talking to somebody else, oh, we ain't together. That's somebody's first word. We ain't together. And now you can feel you're hurting yourself. You're putting yourself through so much that you don't have to put up with. But you got to kind of step back with both and regroup.
Yeah, don't do it. If it's deep, I look at it this way, and I know it's a whole lot easier said than done. I have in my past life, you know, I fell short, and when I knew it should have been over, when you love somebody, you love somebody. Even when they hurt you, you still love them. But yeah, you still want to go through that. I'm going to try to cling on to any little thing I can get. And it usually backfires, and it usually it hurts. You're literally making it worse. So, I don't know. My thing has always been don't cross that line if you can't handle what's going to come out of that. And if y'all got that energy to keep smashing off and doing all that other stuff, then y'all might as well just try to get back together. Because y'all playing house anywhere. You know, y'all pretending. You're still catching feelings when somebody is, if there's a possibility of somebody else, you're still catching feelings. You're still going through the motions. So why not just try to work it out? You know what I mean? Why not just, you know, see if things can work? Because I look at it like this. If you could tolerate each other to the point where you could keep having sex with each other, you should really reevaluate some things. You know, I know it's easy just to, you know, just to fuck and go home. You go to your place, I go to mine. But don't make it harder on yourself. If you can handle it and you can do it without driving each other crazy, then go for it. You know, go for it. You know, but if you can't and you know that giving this, ladies, if you know that man love you and you love that man, but you know he ain't shit, and you go crack them cheeks for him, you are literally making things worse. Because if he hurt you and you felt the need to break up, he's not, you got to let it go. He's no longer qualified for the cheeks. Because all he's going to do is act stupid. You know? All he's going to do is act stupid. So, but I mean, I've done it, you know, and I regretted it. And regret to me is lessons learned. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. It didn't work for me, so no. Especially when it was a heavy, deep relationship. So, but Queen, we're down to 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening in, for your questions. Make sure you're following us on our social media pages. Also, if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, don't forget to send in your questions for Talk Tuesday, Therapy Thursday. If you want to be a guest, if you want your own show, if you want to guest star on my YouTube to do a video, we can do that as well. We have some big things coming for 2020. Hakim, if I don't have him doing enough now, he's going to be blocking me every other day. Every other day.
I want to block me. Once I figure that one out.
It's going to be worth
it. How you block yourself?
Don't forget to shop pureromance.com/Viola Pearson. I also have some special deals that can only be given by me. We have put up the the promotions for the packages. Also, paparazziaccessories.com/Viola Pearson. Everything is $5. Shop, shop, shop. Thanks for the support in advance. Any last words I can?
Peace, y'all.
Until next time, good night, everybody.